well, well, well. Yes, sirree. It's here. It's time. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday. And it's time for Talk Back Jackson Sports. Brought to you by our good friends at Knutson's. Knutson's Fishing Report. Wait. We rebranded it. It is now the Knutson's Outdoor Report. That we talk a lot about other stuff, too. So the Knutson's Outdoor Report a little bit later on. We got a little high school football to talk about a little bit later on. Oh, wait. I cannot forget about our friends Bud Light, Mick Ultra, for also sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, which happens to be Talk Back Jackson Sports. All right. But as we have come accustomed to, I have no idea what's going to happen post-football season, so we're going to try to do this as long as we can. Let's head out to the sports line as we welcome one half of Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8 Ball. We welcome Drew to the program. Hey, Drew!
Mark Daly, what's up, brother?
I guess it would be one-third. Are we counting the 8 Ball as a thing?
That's totally up to you. I don't know if I would count. It's a thing, so I guess we could call it that. Not a thing I'm fond of, but it's a thing.
Well, there's good news.
There is.
There's good news.
I love good news.
Let's start with the bad news.
Okay.
My wife is beating me. She got 8 picks last week to my 5.
That is some bad news.
I don't know how she does it. I don't know what she does. I imagine just like a bunch of chicken bones being thrown out on the table, and she picks by reading the bones. I don't know.
Are you saying she's got a little witchcraft going, Mark?
I am not. I am not saying that at all. I believe that's more of a Southern New Orleans style of picking teams. But yeah. No, I'm not saying that at all. But so last week, I got 5. The 8 Ball got 4.
Who's up last? What
and
do you do?
Drew got 6.
Wow.
Drew got
ooh,
6.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yep, still all not right. enough to beat the wife, but hey, getting back in this. One game at a time. I just got to catch the people in front of me.
The girls are having fun, so it's when they're happy, we're happy.
Sure.
Rutgers at Illinois last week. I had Rutgers. You and the 8 Ball had Illinois. Rutgers won and covered the 1.5-point spread, so I got that one where you two kind of didn't.
Your favorite team?
Rutgers. Indiana.
Riding that Rutgers wave.
Indiana. At Maryland, Maryland ended up winning, but they didn't cover the 5.5-point spread, so nobody got that
one. I was surprised. I thought for sure, darn Tagovailoa. Anyway, go on.
Number 9, Iowa at Wisconsin, unranked Wisconsin. Wisconsin was still picked to win that by 3.5, and they just destroyed Iowa.
I know it. Well, like I said, they know more in Vegas than we do, that's for sure. I mean, that's... obviously, Iowa was a little bit overranked and not as good as we thought early, that's for sure.
So, yeah, we all picked Iowa on that one. We all laid eggs there. The game last week, number 6, Michigan, at number 8, MSU. Michigan won. Or, I'm sorry, Michigan, see.
And the next game is what again?
Michigan State won by 4, covered the spread. So, yeah, you picked MSU.
Well, I didn't. Well, I picked Michigan to win, but MSU to... Yeah.
Okay. I understand. You didn't want to get hate mail from your sister. I get it.
Well, with fraud ball coach, what do you expect?
I know. I'm glad you caught the show yesterday. I mean,
hey, man.
You know,
I try to pay attention when I can.
And that was Deadspin that came up with fraud ball. I don't think I would have come up with it. What's that?
Deadspin.
I know it sounds like a Marvel superhero, but I mean, they picked fraud ball and they went with it. And I mean, I couldn't really argue with it. I didn't like it. I didn't like saying it, but I couldn't argue with it.
Well, any Michigan fan would agree that we have not gotten what we were hoping to get out of Harbaugh over these years.
No, I mean, ever since Lloyd, and we didn't get what we really wanted with Lloyd Carr.
Well,
but I mean,
no,
Yes and no. He had a tie for a championship. I mean,
it wasn't a tie. We won. Nebraska wasn't even close.
All right. Back in the day, it was a tie. One poll had it, another poll didn't. It was a tie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you look at it. We didn't have the system that we did now. But, I mean, he was still losing games that he shouldn't have lost, and you know, he had the fan base upset. Boy, I wish we had the Lloyd Carr days again.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. That's when at least Michigan was tough.
Yeah, right.
They were. I mean, they're doing wrong. I think this year they're actually looking like they are. They're hitting people harder. They're looking I think they do look tougher. I really do. They seem like a tougher team, which I think we've been more finesse over the years, and I feel like we're finally getting back to that harder hit them and sack them in the mouth type football. So.
Yeah.
I feel better about it. I don't feel good about what happened. You can't let a team come back when you're up 16. Sorry. That was a letdown.
It's good. It's not great, as somebody mentioned on our Facebook page. So
I'd say it's just bad.
Minnesota last week at Northwestern. Minnesota favored by 7.5, clobbered them 41-14. We all picked Minnesota.
Easy one.
So we all got the win there. Purdue at Nebraska. Nebraska picked by 7.5. Purdue squeaked out the win by 5. We all picked Purdue, so we all got the win there.
Big drum.
You got to beat that big drum. Penn State at the Ohio State. Penn State went in there. They tried to make it a game. They only lost by 9. Ohio State didn't cover the spread.
What was it, like 20, wasn't it?
It was 18.5.
Yeah. That was a big spread.
So somebody picked PSU on that one.
I know.
You got the win.
You can say it.
You got the win.
What do you know?
All right. We all picked, me and the 8-ball picked Ohio State, and we got the goose egg on that one. On to the NFC North, 49ers at Bears. 49ers picked by 4. They ended up winning by 11. I picked the Bears. You and the 8-ball got the 49ers on that one. The quickest pick of the day, Eagles at Lions. I picked the Eagles. 8-ball picked the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're optimistic.
I'm going the laws of averages, okay? you suit up enough. You go out on the field. You practice every day.
Right.
They got to win sooner or later, okay? I mean, I don't know. Like I told you last week, originally I had the Lions losing, and then I let the other radio stations in. You just talk me into it, okay? Some people I was talking to, and
yeah.
It was my own. That's it was fine. My own stupid fault.
All right. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about this. Let me just float this out there now that Odell Beckham is available.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a head. He's a little head case, but at the same time, we need some type of receiver. That's for sure.
The entire organization's a head case in Detroit. I'm just. But realistically, I was talking about this with Brian. Realistically, if somebody's going to pick him up, I could see him going to like an L.A. or to a Tampa Bay or someplace that has a shot. He's not going to come to Detroit.
I can't imagine him wanting to come to Detroit. I mean, you know, him and Campbell could, you know, shed some tears together.
He's too much of a diva.
I can't see him wanting to go to Detroit. Yeah.
All right, and the last one, Cowboys at Vikings last week. I picked the Cowboys. You picked the Cowboys. 8-ball went with the Vikings, and, well, you and I got the win there. So we stand right now, 5-6-4 last week. I'm at 49. 8-ball's at 49. Drew's nipping at our heels again, 47.
Swimming away, catching up.
You're chopping wood. You're rowing the boat.
Rowing the boat, baby. Rowing the boat.
All right, you ready for this week?
Oh, let's do it.
Let me check the 8-ball cam. 8-ball cam's working. All right, here we go. Our picks for the week. Penn State. Who goes first this week? I forget. Me or you?
It doesn't matter, buddy. It's your show.
All right.
Whatever you want to do.
I'll go first then. Penn State.
All right.
Penn State currently sitting at 5-3 in the Big Ten. I'm sorry, overall. They're at Maryland this week, and Penn State is favored by 10 at Maryland. Penn State hasn't had the season they had hoped this year. You told me at the beginning of the season that Penn State would be sitting at 5-3. I'd say, but after, what, 2 losses in a row now? I don't think they've got another loss in the tank this week, so I'm going to go with Penn State.
Yeah, I got to go with you on that one. I mean, you know, they did choke there, obviously, really bad a couple weeks ago going to Illinois, but like we kind of talked about, I think that was more of a trap game. I mean, They gave Buckeyes a good game. Clifford definitely was looking back. I mean, he had over 360 yards against the Buckeye defense last week. So, I mean, his offense, I think, is getting back on track. I think they just choked against Illinois, lost to a better team against the Buckeyes, but I think they're going to cover Maryland.
All right. So, Drew, going with Penn State, going with PSU.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Magic 8 Ball, will Penn State win with the spread? 8 Ball, Cam. Signs point to yes. So we're across the board on PSU this weekend. All right. Number three, MSU, 8-0 on the season at Purdue. The spread on this game is only 3.
Unreal, isn't it?
That's astonishing. But Purdue, they've been that team that's kind of surprised people sometimes.
They're pesky. They're definitely pesky.
What say you?
I'm going, after what I saw last week, I couldn't imagine going against the Spartans. I mean, they looked good when they couldn't run the ball. I mean, it was in pretty dire straits until Thorne, you know, threw that 4th and 4 and got all the way down to about the 1. I mean, he dropped that ball on a dime. So, I mean, there's no way I can go against the Spartans this week.
Yeah, same here. MSU showed a lot. I mean, they weren't perfect. And you're not really perfect unless you're Alabama or Georgia at this level. But they impressed me, and I'm really looking forward to that MSU-OSU game a little bit later on this year. But, yeah, I see this as MSU easily covering that spread.
And Kenneth Walker, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe how good he really was. I've watched, you know, clips of him here and there. I don't watch a lot of Spartan football, in all honesty. But I was, I mean, make one person miss for, you know, he's in the end zone. I mean,
I know.
It's impressive. No doubt about it.
I'm looking forward to that Heisman Trophy being called in his name this year. So
I say it's a good possibility.
All right. Magic 8 Ball. Will MSU win with the spread? It's being picky this week. Better not tell you now. It's not wanting to pick the MSU game right now. I thought that'd be an easy pick. We'll come back to it.
Probably a little hurt after last week.
Number 22, Iowa. 6-2 on this season. At Northwestern, 3-5 on this season. Hawkeyes favored to win by 12. Again, I'm kind of putting them in that Penn State category. They haven't had the season that they've wanted to have. They've had some losses that they really shouldn't have had this year. I just don't see them losing to Northwestern this week. I see them easily covering the spread, so I'm going with Iowa.
You know, I don't know about them easily covering the spread, but I'm with you. I see them covering the spread. I mean, what happened to the once top? Weren't they second-ranked in the country, Hawkeyes, at one point?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, got their butts kicked by a Wisconsin team that, you know, really has kind of been up and down all season. I mean, I'm with you. As bad as they've been, I still think they'll cover the 12 in Evanston, no doubt. I mean, I can't see them losing the Wildcats.
Going with Iowa. Magic 8 Ball. Will Iowa win with the spread? Can't predict now. 8 Ball is being a turd today, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, Illinois, 3-6 on the season at number 20, Minnesota, 6-2. The West leading Minnesota Golden Gophers, 6-2 on the season.
They're going to be the West winning Golden Gophers when the season's all said and done.
I know. That's kind of where I'm going. They got a 14.5 spread on this.
It's a lot of points, but it's in Minnesota. Minnesota's defense, though, there again, that's kind of been the surprising part to me. They've gotten better and better. I mean, what Illinois, they beat Penn State, which is their big win and still shocking win in their 17 overtimes. But other than that, they beat, Charlotte, Nebraska. So, yeah, I think, like I told you a couple weeks ago, there's definitely my picks to be the big win the Big Ten West still. So, yeah, row the boat, baby. Row the boat.
Going to Minnesota. Go. All right. Yeah, Illinois has gotten lucky. I think it was the blind squirrel gets a nut scenario a couple times for the Illini. I don't see it happening this weekend. So
yeah,
I'm going to go.
I was thinking about the Lions last week, too, but that didn't work for me.
I just dropped my pen. I picked it up, and I'm going with Minnesota for this week. All right, Magic 8 Ball. Will Minnesota win with a 14.5-point spread? It's taking its time. It doesn't want to give us an answer. It's on a line. Got to shake it. Better not tell you now.
Oh boy, here we go again.
Yeah, I'm not liking this at all.
Can't you say like an 8 ball that's got two sides on the inside of it, just like a yes or no?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, they don't. No, they come with that stupid Dungeon Dragon dice on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Number five, OSU, 7-1 at Nebraska, 3-6. OSU favored by 15.
Well, yeah, it's at Nebraska. I mean, it is in Lincoln, so I mean that probably is what makes things a little bit different.
Nebraska has been pesky. They've taken a lot of teams to the end. They just haven't figured out how to win yet. So
right.
They've had a lot of close games, and it's in Nebraska. Ohio State, with just their one loss this year, not really where they want to be. They're not the team. They're still good. They're not the team that we're kind of used to seeing on the field this year. But,
You said that the last few weeks.
And I have.
Man, I disagree with that so much. I think other than that first game that they lost against Oregon, where they didn't look like that team. Ever since then, I mean, I think they really have been impressive. I mean,
Minnesota gave them fits. A few other teams have given them fits. They haven't just blowing them out left and right like we're used to seeing them do.
But look at Minnesota, though. Like we talked about, Minnesota's got a legitimate chance to win the other side. So, I mean, it's not like Minnesota's a bad team. I think they're, what I've seen out of Stroud and just their defense plus their receivers, I think that, I think Ohio State, they're going to be, I'm sorry, Spartan Land. I don't see the Spartans beating them, maybe. And I don't see the Mason Blue beating them either. But, yeah. I don't know who's going first, but I'm going with the Buckeyes.
I already put the Buckeyes down. So I got OSU. You're going with OSU. Magic 8-Ball probably doesn't want to make a decision. Magic 8-Ball, will Ohio State win with the spread? Oh, I can't read it. It's at a weird angle.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, to me, the Buckeyes are really
signs.
They're kind of where they're where they normally am, unfortunately. And I think Stroud is, like I said, he's like a man amongst boys. I mean, he's really, really good. He's a freshman. I mean, hopefully he's out quick.
Well, the Magic 8-Ball picked OSU. So, I'm kind of like you with MSU. I don't really watch a whole lot of Buckeyes. I don't even wear red and gray together ever at all in my life. So, I mean,
I won't either.
All right. Anyway, on to the next. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
What's that? The one with red and gray?
Red and gray. Yeah.
No. I mean, I remember looking at Umbrella once. It was red and gray, and I wouldn't buy it. And it was like a dollar.
I got it.
I'm 100% serious. Yeah. I mean, there's no way I would wear anything that was red and gray.
I've gotten some lip service from coworkers and others because of that. All right. Anyway, number 21, Wisconsin, 5-3 at Rutgers. 4-4.
Oh, Rutgers.
Wisconsin favored to win by 13. This is your pick.
Man, the Badgers are so confusing to me this year.
I
mean, really. Well, they got smoked by Michigan, but then they won four in a row. I mean, plus beating a pretty good Iowa team there again. I'm not sure what kind of team Iowa is, but I don't know. They're at Rutgers, but Wisconsin's 5-2 against the spread in their last seven away. Go Badgers.
Going with the Badgers,
I'm going to go with the trend on it. I mean, I don't have any confidence in Rutgers.
I don't either.
But
they've been they're sitting there at 500. They've been that pesky team. They're kind of like Nebraska, where they take them to the end a lot of times. They gave Michigan fits in that game that we went to go see. You know,
So think about that. So now, if Rutgers took Michigan to the end, Michigan beat the heck out of Wisconsin. So why would I pick Wisconsin in this? It really doesn't make any sense you put it like that. But the way they both have kind of been up and down so much this year, 13 points is such a hard one. I might even change my mind. Go ahead and I'm kind of talking myself out of this.
I think Wisconsin's going to win, but I just don't think they're going to win by 13. So I'm going to go with Rutgers on this one.
You know, I said Badgers. I'm going to stick with it, but I've almost talked myself into going with me on Rutgers. But it's tough because Wisconsin has looked better lately. So
you can go ahead and drink a Bud Light on it. If you change your mind before noon tomorrow, let me know, okay?
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Some of our sponsors, Bud Light.
And McUltra. And
McUltra.
All right. Magic 8-Ball, will Wisconsin win with the spread? Ask again later. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I know.
They're just stuck in one spot?
It's all different responses. We'll go back. We'll get them. Indiana, 2-8 at number 7, Michigan. Michigan is at 7-1, favored by 20. I lost track. Whose pick is it? Mine or yours?
Well, normally, no matter what, the Michigan game is one game that we still always have been taking turns each week.
Right. Okay.
And I think, if I remember right, Last week, I think I picked first.
Okay. And we split on this because that's how Michigan wins. We split on it. I did all the stuff I'm supposed to do, and they lost. So is that still...
Does it not matter now?
Is it? I don't know. I don't know how to... I don't feel like I made the appropriate nacho sacrifice to the football gods. How do I... What do we do? I don't know.
That's a tough call right there.
Do we just...
really is. Maybe... I think we should probably stick to the same. You should probably go first. I think we're going to say it was just an anomaly last week, and we're going to push past it.
All right. I'm going to keep this quick. I'm going to go with Michigan, Indiana, in the basement of the Big Ten. They're 2-8. Sometimes they're pesky. Sometimes they're not. And it's home. It's at home. Michigan. So I'm going
with Michigan.
And
after last week, they're looking for blood.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to face them this week. So no. I'm going with Michigan.
No. They lost a heartbreaker. I'm with you. Give me amazing. Well, I got to tell. I'm sorry. Give me Indiana
by 20. That's what I meant. By 19.
I really
want.
Now I got to build. Let me build my case around Indiana real quick. Oh yeah, I don't really have one. It's a lot of points, and Michigan blew a big lead last week, so I guess I'll take. Give me Indiana.
All right, Magic.
I got nothing else.
Magic game ball.
I mean,
will Michigan win with the spread? It's not going to pick. You may rely on it.
Well, we'll see if something happens. That's the game for me.
You never know. Michigan has
some. No.
Michigan's not a fourth quarter team.
Yeah, but Indiana's just been terrible. They have been so disappointing this year from the season they had last year. I mean, obviously, last year you almost got a throwaway.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I know Tom Allen was hoping for a bigger season. It's just been a big disappointment.
All right, let's go back and get some of the ones we missed that the eight ball was not wanting to decide on. MSU by 3 at Purdue. Will MSU win with the spread? Magic eight ball on the line. As the Magic eight ball says, as I see it, yes. So, it's going with MSU. I don't know why I couldn't do that the first time. Iowa by 12 at Northwestern. Will Iowa win with the spread? Magic eight ball. My sources say no. It's going with Northwestern.
Wow.
I think we'll gain one on the eight ball, I'm hoping, anyway.
I did forget to look. It's supposed to be a nice weekend, though, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Weather's supposed to be clear tomorrow, I think.
Clear, okay. Like 52. So, perfect fall day.
Pretty clear. Yeah.
Illinois at number 20, Minnesota. Minnesota 14.5. Will Minnesota win with the spread? As I see it, yes.
I still have a hard time with P.J. Fleck. I really don't care for him just to listen to him talk, but... Still, the Gophers are a good team.
All right. And one more, Wisconsin at Rutgers. Will Wisconsin win with the spread?
Rutgers.
Wisconsin's
a nice, boring helmet, too.
Yeah, they are. They are. Don't count on it. Don't count on it.
Oh.
Wisconsin is going with Rutgers. All right. NFC North. You can start with the Lions. I picked the bye week by 35.
I like that one. That's a good pick. I like their chances.
Oh my gosh. All right. Packers 7-1 at Chiefs 4-4 as with a very whiny non-participating Packers quarterback has he's got the vid even though he was immunized. He's got the vid.
I thought they came out that he wasn't immunized. I thought that...
All right. So there's a difference between vaccinated and being immunized. And he said he was naturally immunized, and the league had accepted that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Right. I don't care. Get the shot. Don't get the shot. I don't care. Just be honest about it. Right?
Just shake your little man bun around.
Yeah. So Packers 7-1 at Chiefs 4-4. Chiefs... Now, after the Aaron Rodgers news, picked to win by 7 the last I saw. That's been fluctuating a bit this week, though. So
7's a lot, too.
Yeah.
So who's starting for the Packers then? I didn't even look that up.
I can't remember his name, but they got him a couple years ago to be the Aaron Rodgers replacement. From what I've heard from ESPN and whatnot and Fox Sports, he's pretty stout.
Well, you know, I would think. I mean, they're still the Packers. The hard part is, you know, really.
Mahomes has been playing bad.
He's not playing great. He hasn't had the best season so far this year, that's for sure. And their defense is what's really been surprising me. Yeah. Kansas City's defense hasn't been great.
Yeah. I was going to go with the Packers.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
I mean, it's at Arrowhead. It's a tough
pick. But you know what? Kansas City is 1-9 against spread in their last 10.
Yeah.
Well, I got to ride the Pack, too.
Go, Pack, go.
I just haven't been impressed with the Chiefs this year.
Well, I know the girls are probably going to be – I know at least one of them is going to be picking the Chiefs.
Yeah, and so, you know what? I have to. Put me on the Chiefs.
You're going with the Chiefs? All right.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs. Yep. You know me, though. I like to follow trends, and I don't like the 1-9 of their
It's a risky
last
pick.
10.
You don't know what you're getting without Aaron Rodgers. It's a risky pick. But the Chiefs have been playing well. Packers got stout defense. I think if I hear, you know, if I'm remembering what I'm hearing correctly, their backup is, I mean, he's supposed to be pretty decent. And he should be after 2 years learning from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. But does Rodgers share anything? Does he sit there and stick his nose up in the air to him?
Well, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right, Magic 8-Ball. So you got the Chiefs. Magic 8-Ball.
Jordan Love. Jordan Love.
Will the Chiefs win with the spread? And I got a weird angle on this thing. Let's see. You may rely on it.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
And I don't feel bad about that. I think that's a good possibility, really.
Yeah. All right. Vikings, 3-4 on the season at the Ravens, who are 5-2. What say you?
Well, you know, Kirk, good old Cousins. He's always good and hasn't been solid. The you know, every Vikings loss has actually been by less than one possession all this year. So
did not know that.
I got to go with the Ravens. I mean, it's at home. I mean, what's his name's coming back too? There, I'm trying to think of his name. Nick Boyle,
okay.
That big tight end there for the Ravens. So it's in Baltimore. Give me the Ravens.
Yeah, going with that too. The team formerly known as the Colts. Going with the
there you go.
No. The team formerly known as the Browns.
Yep.
As the Browns going with the Ravens this weekend, too. Vikings 3-4. Just with that record and with the very weak NFC, I'm not feeling it from the Vikings. The Purple People Eaters aren't going to be eating anything. They're going to get devoured by the Ravens this weekend. So I'm putting the Ravens down. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Ravens win with the spread? Outlook not so good. So it's going with the Vikings. Probably thinks the Vikings are going to, you know, like you said, less than a possession. So the Vikings will probably lose by 3 or 5. Maybe they'll lose by 5.
Maybe.
All right. Bears at Steelers on Monday Night Football. The 3-5 Bears going up against the 4-3 Steelers. Steelers are favored by 6.5. Yeah, the Steelers kind of, they started off a little shaky this year. I feel like the ship has been righted. I don't think they're as strong as they have been in years past. I think they still have issues to deal with at quarterback right now. But I think they got enough juice to – they've got enough catch-up to beat the Bears this weekend. So I'm going with the Steelers.
Oh, like you had a choice but to pick the Steelers.
You led
all that to just say, if I don't pick this, my wife will beat me when I get home?
No, I not at
Come
all.
On.
Not at all.
Come on. Okay, Mark.
Okay. I'm going to give you an advance on this, too. I'm picking the Steelers next week also. So
imagine. Yeah, I'm shocked. And the week after that, I'm guessing.
No, they only play NFC teams twice this year, I think. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, I'll make it real simple for you. I don't think the Bears are very good at all. I can get into spreads and all that other kind of stuff and what they've done. But, no, I'll take the Iron Curtain.
All right. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Steelers win with that 6.5-point spread? I get it. Get it lined up. It's one of those things I can't look at the camera and see where it goes. I actually have to watch the 8-Ball because it goes one way when I move it the other.
Oh, I do have one stat I got to throw out there, by the way, real quick.
Yes, definitely.
Chicago is actually second from last in the league with an average of 15.4 points per game. That's how bad their offense has been this year.
Is that
like you said, that rookie had the what? They good against the Lions?
Yeah.
He's been okay, but he's Justin Fields.
That's
got some work to do.
Drew's deep cut of the day.
Well, I had to get one before the show was over.
All right. There it is. So we've got our picks. I'll let our listeners know on Monday if the ladies beat us or not.
Why are they still doing this?
I think they're doing. Yeah, they're. I at least know in one household she's having a lot of fun with it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, then. Well, you can, we can pick who gets voted off the best. The what is it? The Housewives of Orlando or something?
I don't know. I've never. That show could be on fire. I wouldn't know what it was.
Neither do they, but that's okay.
Oh man! All right, Drew. See you tomorrow. Have a safe night.
I can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, brother. Appreciate it, Mark. Have a great day, buddy.
This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Hello.